he took his life on his birthday. I sent him a text, happy birthday. He replied, thanks very much. And that's the last communication I had.
Graham Legg's the head at Eastleigh Academy. His best friend, deputy head John Carrick, took his own life 3 months ago. He contacted the Harmless charity, worried about the impact it could have on his students.
The imminent danger is that another young, vulnerable person may be so down and so depressed that they may consider taking their life as well. And that's the whole point of the project, is to work in the community to support young people.
16-year-old Marcy from Mappley had suicidal thoughts when her best friend Travis took his own life. She's backing the Tomorrow Project.
You need to be aware of how to cope with it and how to talk to people and hopefully prevent it from happening. So by going into schools and talking to younger people and saying this happens and ways that you can deal with it, I think will definitely be really beneficial overall.
Ahmed Sashim, head at the Nottingham Academy, is welcoming the awareness classes this year.
When I started being head of the year 12 years ago, I never heard of self-harming. And over the last 5 or 6 years, it's just become more and more apparent. We can't hide away from it. We have to tackle it head on.